Our goal is not the victory of might, but the vindication of right. Not peace at the expense of freedom, but both peace and freedom.
This morning, we continue our series, November 1963, looking back at some of the major moments in the presidency of John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated 50 years ago this month. This morning, what many call the high watermark of the Cold War, 12 days in October 1962, when the world seemed poised on the brink of nuclear war. WBUR's Kelly Horan takes us inside the Kennedy White House at the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
On October 16th, President Kennedy tells his brother Robert, the Attorney General, that there is great trouble. That trouble is the discovery of Soviet missile sites in Cuba. A CIA agent briefs the president.
There's a medium-range ballistic missile launch site and two new military encampments in west central Cuba.
How far advanced is this?
Sir, we've never seen this kind of an installation before.
Even in the Soviet Union?
No, sir.
Kennedy's Joint Chiefs of Staff urges a nuclear strike on the Soviet installations. Air Force General Curtis LeMay tells the president, "We don't have any choice except direct military action." Privately, Kennedy says that the worst advice always comes from those who feared that to be sensible made them seem soft and unheroic. What Kennedy fears is igniting a nuclear war. He tells an aide, "I keep thinking about the children whose lives would be wiped out."
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
On October 22nd, Americans turn on their radios and televisions to hear a somber president deliver a terrifying message.
On the island of Cuba, within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island. The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
Kennedy describes a clear and present danger and an explicit threat to peace, nuclear warheads that could strike anywhere along the eastern seaboard, including Washington, D.C. In this address, Kennedy walks a rhetorical tightrope between the language of diplomacy and the language of war.
We will not prematurely or unnecessarily risk the course of worldwide nuclear war, in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our mouth. But neither will we shrink from that risk at any time it must be faced.
Kennedy defies generals with decades more experience. Instead of a declaration of war, he announces a seven-point plan that includes a naval blockade. He also makes a direct appeal to the Soviet premier.
I call upon Chairman Khrushchev to halt and eliminate this clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat to world peace and to stable relations between our two nations. I call upon him further to abandon this course of world domination and to join in an historic effort to end the perilous arms race and to transform the history of man. He has an opportunity now to move the world back from the abyss of destruction.
In the days that follow, Khrushchev backs down. He agrees to remove the warheads as long as the U.S. does not invade Cuba. Kennedy tells Harry Truman about this development in a telephone call on October 28th.
Hello.
Hello, this is Harry Truman.
Hello, how are you, Mr. President?
Well, I'm all right, but I'm just pleased to death the way these things came out.
Well, we'll just stay at it, and just wanted to bring you up to date on it.
Those were excerpts from White House recordings as well as President Kennedy's televised address during the Cuban Missile Crisis on the 22nd of October 1962. It's the latest installment in our series, November 1963. It was produced by WBUR's Kelly Horan with help from George Hicks. You can hear all the reports in this series on our website, WBUR.org.